All right, Wednesday evening, 5:22:24. We're going to look at warnings from Colossians. We're going to look at Colossians chapter 2. All right, for I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and of them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joined and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy, vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you yet subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which are all to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in all worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. So I want to look at today, especially now we're going to look at verse 8. There's just a few things I picked out from this whole chapter. There's other things, but I didn't do them all. But especially verse 8 here. Beware that lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. So I looked up some words here in the Strong. Spoil here means to lead away as booty or to seduce. Where have we seen that before? Genesis chapter 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Right here, beguiled, to lead astray, to delude or seduce. What's a philosophy? Jewish sophistry is what it's called. Sophistry. Jewish. All right. Sophistry means subtle deception, reasoning, or argumentation. All right. Hasn't the church been deceived enough in this area? One of the biggest pushes in the body of Christ since we've been in the body of Christ has been the Jew junk. Jewish philosophies. We've been made to feel like, oh, you don't touch the Jews. Who made the church feel that way. The Jews are those that say they are Jews and are not Jews. In World War II, the real truth is the ones that were killed were soldiers, not in the camps, not Jews. See, this lie's been sold to us all these centuries. That's what the Khazarian Mafia is. They were the Phoenicians before that. They're always the victim. It's always, you know, what happened over there now. It's always, the Jews are always the victim. And everybody else is the bad guy. The truth, that land belongs to the Palestinians, like it or not. It's their land. It's been their land for thousands of years. What'd they do? They come in and stole it from them. And now what's going on is genocide. This is just the devil and his bunch deceiving, being deceptive, and all that the church has bought into concerning this. Let me see if I missed anything. All right, you don't touch God's chosen. That wall of partition has been torn down in Jesus. That was torn down. All right. In the New Testament, the Jew is inwardly, not outwardly. All right. The Jews are under the Kabbalah, or these that say they're Jews and are not, according to Revelation. They practice the Talmud, not the Torah. The Talmud is satanic. They do satanic rituals. Sacrificing of children and drinking the blood and all of that stuff. This is the Kabbalah, the Talmud. This is not the Torah, like the law of Moses. It is not. All right. It's been such an ongoing fight to try to leaveneth the whole lump. We got Bible teachers, highly esteemed Bible teachers, writing books about, you don't touch Israel. Well, they are forgetting who Israel really is. It's the blood bought, sealed in their foreheads by the Lord himself. Where there's Jew and Greek, or not any Jew and Greek anymore, or male or female or bond or free. That's the truth. We've all been sabotaged. Okay. Why do you think it's been such an ongoing fight? Trying to get you, you're in sin because you're not having church on Saturday instead of Sunday. You're doing it on Sunday. That's what is the God, Sun God? You're worshiping him if you have your church on Sunday. That's bull. It is bull. Jesus said, I'm Lord of the Sabbath. When the Pharisees came out and rebuked him and rebuked the disciples because they were eating corn, plucking corn out of the field on the Sabbath day. He said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. All right, verse 16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath day. I figure you worship the Lord every day, if the truth be known. You're the temple, right, of the Holy Ghost? Judge here, it means decide or condemn. Make you feel bad when they bring their false doctrine, their Jewish fables and philosophies, and they try to push it on you, make you feel bad if you don't do it, condemn you if you want to have Christmas or whatever else, okay? All right, The same bunch are scamming people into thinking they have cancer to get them to take their meds, which are thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, and they are not sick, but some get really sick and some even die because of the so-called treatment when there was nothing wrong with them in the first place. People are starting to come out that have realized this, heard about a little child that just passed away. And I just think they've done this and they've sabotaged and they've lied and people believed it. All right, let's look at Romans 2:29. Right here it says, 2:29. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. How about that? All right, now turn to Ephesians chapter 2. We have been made so free. The reason we were out of churches more than we were in churches is because of just this kind of garbage. Ephesians 2:14. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. What was the wall? The law. Right? Having abolished in the flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. So we're all the chosen, aren't we? We're all the chosen. We're God's chosen people, right? All of us. All right. The evil ones are pushing the alien rescue. I want Danny, Danny wrote it down. On 5/19/24, in the evening, this is what the Lord gave him. And I had sent him something from Mary that does situation update. You know, she has Commander Thor or Valiant Thor on there, and he posts things. And she's talking about how these light beings have come from another planet to help us and rescue us, you know, from whatever, asteroids or whatever crap that they, you know, are selling. And there's that video I've sent all of you more than once that it talks about that the Roger, I forget his last name, he's passed away since, but he was a Satan worshiper and he became a born-again Christian, and he was in a service at one time, and this witch or a medium, whatever, had prophesied that that's how Satan would deceive the world. It's that these demon entities would act like they were aliens from five different galaxies or whatever, Pleiades and all these other places, and they would convince people that they were there to help. They were to rescue them, help save the planet, or whatever garbage. Anyway, this is...
And transport them to another planet while they...
Have you heard that? There's a guy that I used to listen to, just a good old boy, just giving the news. Well, since that time, he's gotten him some intel source now. And now he and his wife are waiting, just looking for the ships to show up so they can beam up and use the med beds. Okay? It's not a fake, this is from what the Lord gave Danny, it's not a fake alien invasion. It's a fake alien rescue. Millions will be abducted. Now, I've told you this, both of you, before. When I first started going down rabbit holes, I came across a round table of several ministers judging a dream that this man had. And in the dream, these ships showed up and these machines came down out of the ship, and people went to the machines and they were helping them and curing them and helping them. And then the machines started to turn on them and started killing them. And he's observing this because he lost his whole family. He kept telling them, don't go out there, don't go out there. And they went out there. And to me, it sounds like just identical pretty well to this. It's like iRobot. The robots were helpful and everything. All of a sudden, they started getting glitches. And before you know it, they're turning on their people and killing them. They've been projecting this to all of us. Okay. All right, here I just read to you, vain means empty, deceit means delusion, tradition means a precept or Jewish tradition, rudiments means something orderly or in arrangement. These are the things that have been pushed down on us to make us believe things that really aren't true and that are in the Bible that say they're not true. This chapter is loaded with warnings about this evil system that is powered by the devil and his angels. That's what aliens are. It's like Wannar von Braun. He was one of the Nazi scientists that came over here and started NASA. In fact, he was head of NASA. He had a secretary, Carol something. And Carol, his last 4 years of life, she would write his speeches for him and stuff, and he kept telling her, now, Carol, here's all the points they're going to, all the steps they'll do and what they're going to do. The last one is the alien invasion. And he said, remember, Carol, it's all fake. He would tell her over and over and over, Carol, remember, it's all fake. He even had Psalms 19:1 on his tombstone. Would you like to hear what that says? Let me go over there. Talk about a voice from the grave. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. On his tombstone. All right, rudiments, I told you, something orderly in arrangement. There are no planets out there with civilizations on them. They're not coming to rescue us. They're trying to kill us and steal everything we have and run our earth. The devil wants it for his own. That's why he steals, kills, destroys. That's his agenda. He has no other agenda. All right. I couldn't find a whole lot on this, but this is what I did find. The arcs. I'll just read to you what they say, free spoke, what the ark is. An interstellar ark is a conceptual starship designed for interstellar travel. Interstellar arcs may be the most economically feasible method of traveling such distances. The Ark has also been proposed as a potential habitat to preserve civilization and knowledge in the event of a global catastrophe, like Bluebeam, you know. Think of the movie WALL-E, a little Disney film called WALL-E. Something catastrophic happened on the Earth, so they beamed all these people on these ships, and for, I think it was 100 years, they just circled around these ships. And all the people on the ship became real obese because everything was automated and everything was, if they wanted something to eat, they brought it to them. If they wanted something to drink, they brought it to them. And at the end, it shows WALL-E finds life on the surface, and so they start bringing the people down to learn to walk again, get up out of their electric chairs and all the stuff they were in. Yeah. I heard a podcaster I already told you about that. Let's see. A lot of times when you see stuff, you see them portrayed as like what Admiral Byrd saw when he went to Antarctica. These 9 foot tall Norwegian looking or Nordic looking people, very slender, blonde hair, blue eyes, very kind, very calm. That's what he saw. And other people have commented on seeing these people, supposedly the Palladians or whatever they are, portraying themselves as, okay? They're not gonna be some ugly monster looking thing that we would think they would look like. No, they're gonna look like, oh, they're, oh, this is great. It's a deception. All right. This is what the Lord gave me after Danny told me what he said. Right here, we're going to look at some scriptures. Big Pharma is leading them like sheep to the slaughter. Big Pharma. All right, Revelation 9:21. This is stuff y'all know, but y'all know people that don't know. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Well, sorceries is witchcraft, which is pharmakia in the Greek. It means pharmacy. All right, Revelation 22 also restates that. 22:15. For without, talking about outside the city gates, for without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. What else has caused the whole world to just flip like nearly overnight? Pharmakia. COVID. Yeah. Well, it wasn't a vax. It was not peer-reviewed. It was not tested the 10 years that they usually test vaccines. It was illegitimate. It was unlawful. It was a crime against humanity is what it was. It was a deception. All right. But they can renew your youth. You know, you can go back 35 years, and you can do this at least 3 times. Sounds enticing, doesn't it? Yeah, until it kills you, right? All right, all these ships are hidden underground. Saudi Arabia used to be very green and lush, lots of lakes. I think one of the ships are hidden there. There's hidden, these big massive ships are hidden different places all over the world. Why? So when it's time, all I have to do is just switch them on. And they come up out of that. And people are going to think they come from other planets. That's their plan. All right. They don't realize, they know it, but people don't know that we live in an enclosed system. Why would they hide these things deep under the sand? Why would they ruin the terrain and bring in all this sand to bury these things in? Because they know they can't get out. But how are they going to deceive people? They're going to make them think they're coming from other galaxies, right? All right, let's look at some scriptures. Genesis chapter 1. This is just a refresher. Verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. All right. 7:11. Genesis. I'll do this for Amber's benefit too. Danny sends her through her phone now our services so she can keep up to date with us right now. And she likes it when the times I've gone back, because she didn't know a lot of the stuff that we've known, or she's forgotten about it. So we were talking to her last night, and so, you know, she said it's good to every once in a while be refreshed so you remember the things you've learned. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up and the windows of heaven were opened. The firmament, right there above, the waters above, the waters below. He opened the windows and then came the water. Windows of the firmament. And there's still water up there. I know a lot of theologians say, well, there's no water left. That isn't true, because we've seen pictures ourselves of something skipping off of the firmament and you see the water. So that's a bunch of hogwash. All right. Job 37. That's why the rockets, when they get up so high, they start curving. You know where why you're not supposed to go near the, what is that triangle? Yeah. That's where all the rockets crash down. They don't want you seeing what they're hiding. They demonize it. All these accidents happen. Well, it's probably because they kill whoever gets too close to it. So you don't find out what they've been doing. All right, I've read 7:11. 37:18. Hast thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong and is as a molten looking glass? Firmament. Ezekiel. This one's my favorite here, Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 1. Verse 6 through 8. No, wait a minute, I'm wrong. Ezekiel, it's 1, but it's 25. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads, talking about the chariot, God's chariot, the creatures, when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. You know, he sits on the circle of the earth, right? And upon the likeness of the throne was a likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber and as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward and from appearance of his loins even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about. And as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face. Yeah. I imagine that was something to see. All right, Revelation. I'm telling you. You have opportunities to warn people. Whatever happens, don't go up in any ship. All right, Revelation 15:2. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his name and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Okay. Keep going here. That is, what did I do? 15. Okay. I've got just a few more. All right, 21. And the 12 gates were, I mean, let me start with 18, sorry. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, talking about the city. And the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, fifth sardonyx, the sixth the sardis, the seventh the cryolite, the eighth the beryl, ninth the topaz, the tenth the chrysoprase, and the 11th a jacinth, and 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Sometimes I wonder if that's not the firmament, because God sits on the circle of the earth. Okay, it just means glassy and transparent. Glassy and transparent. Or, you know, like in the other scripture in the Old Testament, it's called a molten looking glass. There was a lot of them about, you know, like, it's like a man, his face in a mirror. There are several places in the scripture that even talk about the looking glass, the mirror. Right there, it means glassy and transparent. In the vines, it means made of glass. So that's what, I guess it's made out of glass. It's a molten looking glass. Hillary Clinton called it the glass ceiling. She said there's, a million cracks in that glass ceiling? They've gone to great lengths. There's a whole list of fishbowl. When they tried to send off the atomic rockets or whatever they did to burst the firmament back in the 50s, I think it was. There's several projects, and that's what they tried to do. The deal with Admiral Byrd when he went to Antarctica, and all the vast troops and everything that went with them, and they got their rear ends kicked, I'll tell you what. Because the Germans, or the whoever the entities they were involved with, they had anti-gravity ships and all these kind of things. And what are they doing over there? They're protecting the firmament. They don't want anybody finding out what's over there, because that's where evidently it meets with the earth, right over in that area. So why? That's why all the ice, that's why everything's hidden, that's why you can't go over there, that's why there's a no-fly zone. You cannot go unless you have, I guess, I don't know if it's the military or whatever, if they give you approval to go, you go through a bunch of stuff to be able to go over there. Why would they want to hide it? Because it's the truth, it's in God's word. The truth that they're, because see, if they bust that wide open, that we're in a terrarium here and nobody's getting out, you can put your ships down there in the bottom where the dirt is, but you know what? You ain't getting out. The only way you're getting out, and I didn't read that one, that's, I think it's Revelation 6. Let me look here. Thought I'd put it down maybe. Yeah, 6:14. And the heaven departed as a scroll. Right here. Well, let me read up. Let me just start with verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth. Even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken of the mighty wind. Well, the stars are in the firmament. The sun, the moon, and the stars are in the firmament. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain island were moved out of their places. So the only one that's going to come through the firmament is the Lord Jesus himself. That's the only way. Nobody's getting in or out unless, you die. Your spirit goes to be with God, or you go somewhere else. So, I know that's nothing new, but I remember Charlie Ward talking about, they told him multiple years ago all the steps they were going to use, and he said, just like Wannar von Braun, the last step is the alien invasion. COVID was the next to the last, I think, COVID, and that failed. Now it's the alien invasion. All right. Not invasion, but now we know rescue. And who wouldn't? If you, as a Christian, you have lived your whole life using the rudiments of this world, the world system of medicine and everything else, and depending on that, you will go in just like COVID, hook, line, and sinker. You'll take the shot. You'll do whatever you have to do and not give a moment's notice about it. That's how Satan has deceived the church. What?
Would you read 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 15?
Okay.
This is the scripture the Lord gave me about these light beings that are gonna that are here to protect us.
11, what?
13 through 15.
Yeah, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Yep. Yeah, that's a good one. Let me write that down.
What was that?
This is 2 Corinthians 11.
Yeah, that's where I was.
Yeah. 13 through 15.
Are you finished?
Yeah.